Now, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this evening. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sun up.
Okay. And in the morning, it's sun up, and in the evening, it's
sun down.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear enough.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, I'm going to say a hard shower or something like that.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Pine, a lighter, something like that.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? If you come in, if a person comes in from outside, he might open a little door and hang his coat up in the...
a closet.
And what do you call a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house? On the sides?
Weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
A porch.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it? Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are kept before milking?
A pasture, a lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Cement wall.
No, if it's just made out of rocks, not cement. But if they're just rocks piled up.
Just call it a wall, all right?
Is that what
a rock pile?
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it? It's got a handle on it.
A pail.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Would it be a milk can or a barrel or something?
Well, that's something that's the same shape. I'm just interested in whether you still call it a pail or whether you call it something else. Well, what do you call it? The kind of metal thing that's open at the top and has a handle on it that goes down in a well.
Well bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. Now, a frying pan and a skillet, the same thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of when you turn it on and off?
Hard.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
A faucet or...
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
I call it a spigot or a hydrant, either one.
Yeah, if you think of more than one word, I'd be happy to hear them all. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?